All right, hello, welcome back everyone to The State of Startups. Yes, I did decide to change the name. I don't know, I just thought this one was a little bit easier to find and easier to understand for new time listeners. You know, everyone kind of knows startups, the whole tech culture. And yeah, that's just what it's about. That is also what, you know, what my podcast has been about. I just like the sound of it better, and it's again, I think it's just easier to understand. So The State of Startups is now the official name, and it updated automatically. This platform Anchor is really cool. It does it, you know, as soon as you save the changes, it updates and have a new kind of picture in the background as well. That was another reason too, because the text on my previous picture, you guys probably noticed, it's kind of hard to read, but this one's a little bit better. You know, so yeah, I hope you guys like it. I like the, it kind of rolls off the tongue, The State of Startups. You know, it's all meant to talk about what's happening now, what's coming, what you guys should be paying attention to. So yeah, nothing's really changed on the format of it or anything. So I'm just here to deliver some good stuff that I found throughout the week. So let's get into it. So this is episode 22, titled Genetic Engineering, The Hyper Kamiokande, Hard Startups, and Graphene Batteries Are Finally Here. Yeah, sorry for, I sound a little nasally, I'm a little under the weather, but I just want to keep going, I want to get this in week after week, and hopefully I want to do two episodes a week at least, so. But yeah, we're here now, so let's dive into it. So, genetic engineering. So, this was a YouTube video from the A16Z investment firm, Mark Andreessen's firm. Yeah, they kind of just recently have been putting out YouTube videos, and I guess it's everyone that works for them. Has kind of, you know, their own, whatever department they're in, they give a talk, and it's been really good so far. So subscribe to this channel, subscribe to the A16Z channel. Now, of course, they have the podcast too, which is run, I think that's ran for a long time, because I know I've listened to that for years. But their YouTube channel seems to be fairly recent, so go ahead and subscribe. Okay, this is, I forget his name. Is it listed here? Anyways, the title is called The Future Will Be Genetically Engineered. okay, Alec Nielsen, he's the co-founder of and CEO of Asimov. You know, what a name there. You know, Isaac Asimov, the famous science fiction author. So, wow, yeah, this one was really good. This is probably the best one of the episode. Just all about genetic engineering, obviously. What's happening now, and then what's on the horizon, you know, what Asimov does. You know, he makes a very bold claim that literally everything is going to be genetically engineered. It's just going to be, and I know, so he talks about in the episode that it's very hard for us humans to kind of understand biology fully. You know, even just a living, just one cell, it's so hard to understand the data. And that's why machine learning is coming into play and helping kind of analyze, really kind of fill in the missing gaps. So there are kind of a number of spots that I would want to play, but I think, for me, I kind of like talking about, the ending of videos is usually the best, because they talk about, like, what the future will be like, and, well, that's the title of the episode. So, I want to queue up, let's see. I really like, there's a part where he kind of makes predictions, like, in 2037. So I'm going to start playing this from, it's almost the end of it. So yeah, this one part is genetic engineering will transform all aspects of our daily lives. And he equates it to, the silicon chip, you know, the transistor, where that technology is pervasive all throughout, you know, our everyday lives. Like our whole every day, we check our smartphone. We are confined to technology. Well, genetic biology, living things, is going to be the next wave here. So check this out.
Life, you know, it's in our phones, in our cars, in our toys, you know, in our smart fridges, smart toasters. It's everywhere, right? Engineered biology is going to be similarly pervasive in our lives. Imagine a couple of decades from now, when every single component of your house and your car is sourced using biology, which is capable of building things that are inaccessible using any other means in a sustainable manner. Imagine having materials which are themselves living. Imagine your driveway healing itself when it gets cracks in it. Imagine not just having solar panels on your roof, but panels of microorganisms that are extracting pollutants from the atmosphere, cleansing the air.
That's crazy.
There are going to be neurotechnology applications.
I do want to pause it because so you don't see the date there, but that was in 2037, he predicts. And this next one is in 2058. So check this out.
Here is what's called the brainbow. It's a slice of brain where the neurons have been genetically engineered to be slightly different colors, which enables simpler identification and labeling. The advances in this technology could allow us to one day use engineered viruses with DNA barcodes to build a full connectomic map of a human brain and potentially enable whole brain emulation. Genetic engineering may be the key to building better brain-computer interfaces by making neurons responsive to light, using tools called optogenetics. Photons have higher spatial precision than electric fields, like you would.
All right, so I won't go because I don't want to play too much of it. But yeah, gosh, this is amazing. I could play the next part. I'll just kind of summarize it. You know, then the next example, the third and last, is the space, so the final frontier of space, and that is. He labels that as a biology problem and not a rocket problem. I mean, I think, you know, physics and rocket, that is definitely a challenge in of itself. But he argues that, well, you know, humans are not, you know, we're not made to go terraform Mars yet. We're probably not equipped, you know, our food and our bodies are not equipped to go those distances yet. But with genetic engineering, that should be possible in the future. And then eventually, then we will terraform Mars and other planets to make them habitable. Hospitable. All right, so check this out. You know, I have the Asimov website open. So it's asimov.io. Intelligent Design of Living Systems is kind of the opening blurb here. Asimov aims to radically advance humanity's ability to design living systems. We strive to enable biotechnologies with global benefit by combining synthetic biology and computer science. So synthetic biology, computational modeling, cellular measurement, machine learning. Asimov Inside. We endeavor to build the genetic programs powering the world's most impactful biotechnologies. Our ambitious long-term goal is to enable a design of entire genomes from the ground up. Wow, help us build this future. Man, that's awesome. And this is in Cambridge, the Boston. So I've said this before and I knew, you know, Boston area is really the biotech capital of the country, I think. And man, I think this just proves it. Absolutely. So if you want to be on the wave of what's coming next, pay attention to this company and pay attention to, I don't know, just anything that's going on in Boston. Okay, switching gears a little bit, but it's on the same lines of a biotech startup. There's one I found this past week called QBio, Q.bio. And sorry to kind of, it's along the same direction, but I want to quickly go over this one too. So QBio and their tagline is the physical of the future. For the first time ever, Get a comprehensive picture of your health in 75 minutes or less. Prevention is better than the best treatment. The healthcare system is designed to treat us when we are sick. Q Bio wants to make it easier to identify signs of disease at the earliest stages before symptoms arise. So it's like a huge MRI system, and it tracks all like major health conditions, circulatory, digestive, genetics, hormones, the immune system, and it gives you a big picture of your potential risk factors. The Q report, it says, an easy to understand summary of the health of each of your body's systems, important changes in them, and how they affect your personal risk factors. Yeah, this one is really cool. And, this is actually in Redwood City, California, not Boston, but their investors are Andreessen Horowitz. So I just talked about, Asimov. So they're a backer of this company too. Coastal Ventures and Founders Fund is all partners or investors in this Q Bio as well. So yeah, guys, really think about these kind of hard startups. And that will segue into my next topic here. But my podcast is that this is what I'm talking about. I'm not like TechCrunch. I don't TechCrunch or Crunchbase. I will kind of talk about things from there. I do read up on, I get Crunchbase's daily email, and those are definitely good sources. I'm not bashing them or anything. I don't always want to go with like what's easy. And Sam Altman, I'm going to talk about him in a second. I like hard startups. I like founders and investors working on hard problems. What's going to last the 10-year frame? Because there's a lot of startups that work, but they're easy startups. Are they going to be around in 10 years? Are they that transformative? So don't always pay attention to, you guys can, make up your own mind. That's just not always what I'm here to do. The state of startups is really about what should be started now, and that's going to be big 10 years from now. So yeah, you'll see in the news like, Neighbors, this rental storage thing that's going to be like Airbnb for rental storage, that's popping up, getting a lot of traction and funding. Front, is that like another kind of Asana workplace productivity email thing? It gets a lot of traction funding, but it's like, is that really what we should be working on? I don't know. That's just my take, guys, but let's keep going. Let's get into that. So Sam Altman tweeted out a blog, like a kind of a blog post. Yep. That, and you see on my Twitter that I have it right on there. So this is what he's really talking about. This is the gist of hard startups So easy startups, he says, are easy to start, but hard to make successful. The most precious commodity in the startup ecosystem right now is talented people. And for the most part, talented people want to work on something they find meaningful. So it's not a very long article, but basically, I know he said So he said in 1 year, there were probably, when Instagram started, there were like 1,000 other photo sharing startups that tried to make it too, because they want to be like Instagram as well. And they were funded. 1,000 photo sharing startups were funded, while there were fewer than 10 nuclear fusion startups in existence. So I know, the gist of what he's trying to say is don't always go for what's easy. Don't always go for what can work, but it's not really that important. Be one of the founders and investors that are doing a new nuclear fusion startup. You know, let's work on those hard problems. And anything Sam talks about, he's been talking about this for a while. You know, I like to pay attention to. Be willing to make a very long-term commitment to what you're doing. Most people aren't, which is part of the reason they pick easy startups. I'm reading the last paragraph here of this. In a world of compounding advantages where most people are operating on a 3-year time frame and you're operating on a 10-year time frame, you'll have a very large edge. Very good sentence to end on. I really like everything that he puts out. So I will link that. Take a read on that. It's really good. Okay, moving on. Yeah, sorry guys about my voice. I'm gonna have to cut this one short. So, okay, this video, this one was really cool too. Now, this is a very science experiment. I kind of equate this to the Large Hadron Collider. So, but I didn't know about this. This is really cool. This comes from the Seeker YouTube channel. Japan's next. It's in Japan, so which is also cool because you really don't hear much about startups out of Japan. So, Japan's next neutrino hunter could revolutionize particle physics. One of the things we want to talk about science is that, you know, startups and new inventions, new breakthroughs, it's not always about the internet. It's not always about the next smartphone app or computer science in general. You know, it's like, you have to think about startups as like, or in, like an experiment, like what in the world does not exist that needs to. Now, technology is that invention, yeah, but this is an invention too. And the thing is, like, the internet was not, it was not really meant for what it was supposed to be, like what we have today, like the smartphone and apps and all that. Well, it started out as pretty much a science experiment, you know, in the military. So my point is, paying attention to these kinds of science, military-type experiments, this could be birthing of the new kind of next internet wave, which could trickle down to us, and, you know, thus, there could be business opportunities here. That's what happened with the internet. And all of that came, you know, with what's possible today. So anyways, Japan has this thing called the Super Kamiokande. They want to study neutrinos. And I don't know much about this. This is kind of way above my expertise, but it's really cool. This is all about exploring the cosmos. And it's, so what it is, it's like a huge tank of water, like half full, like under, it's like in built into a mountain. And it's like, it has this really cool looking thing. It's like all these like light beams, light bulb kind of things. And they have like people in canoes in this tank of water. And, it's hard to explain. I will try to link another video to this that I think this kind of came from the Kamiokande website. I watched that too. So, but this could be huge. This is just like the Large Hadron Collider. You know, we're studying microscopic, you know, atoms and neutrinos, and it could, you know, help us explain the universe. That's what it's about. We want to know, you know, cosmic rays, this more about the sun, supernova. You know, we need answers still. So this is just a really cool experiment. And let's see here.
Forces stem from a single. It would mean that observe a proton decay. While the standard model says it's impossible. But if Hyper Kamiokande does observe a proton decay, then our understanding of the entire universe changes. It would mean that three of the four fundamental forces stem from a single fundamental force when the universe began. It would be the final piece that's been missing from the puzzle of grand unified theories that otherwise seem to fit together so perfectly. Hyper-K should be able to see a proton decay if their average lifetime is 10 to the 34 years. That's a 1 with 34 zeros after it.
Hopefully it does, because if the ultra-huge hyper-K doesn't detect it, that means the average life of a proton must be at least 10 times longer. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Hyper-K isn't even built yet. Let's let them actually construct it, then pull up a chair and stare at 260,000 metric tons of water, or, as I call it, Tuesday. Fun fact, while Super-K used ultra-pure water for...
All right, so I just wanted to try to play a clip of it here to help explain more. You know, it's hard to grasp, but these large-scale science experiments are really cool, and if you guys have a chance to... I don't have any listeners yet in Japan. I'm hoping to soon here. But yeah, it's just really cool stuff. Okay, lastly, so graphene batteries have recently just made a breakthrough, and it's called a real graphene battery bank. Yeah, it looks like a little kind of a little black box, and it's a device where you can charge your devices, and it's apparently already on the market. And the real graphene 10,000 milliamp power bank G Pro series, it's called. Real Graphene USA for making this video possible. Yeah, there's a couple different videos on it right now. This one actually came out in November, so it's not super new, but it's you know, relatively new. I watched a couple of them. You know, from what I understand, I think like your typical smartphone, it would take most of the time it takes like 2 hours to go from 0 to 100%, hour and a half to 2 hours. This graphene battery pack, I think, can do it in about 30 minutes. So it's, you know, it's a step in the right direction, I would say. And I think it's going to cost a lot less too. I'm not exactly sure. But, yeah, pay attention to this. I don't know what company it is. Is it, it might be Real Graphene. I don't know. I think this is the actual name of the company. So if this is the website, yeah, it looks like it is. I will link this in the description. You guys can, the world's fastest charging batteries. It's here. The G Pro 10,000 milliamps, I think that's MAH, I don't, $59.50 it costs. So, yeah. Cool. I will link this in the description. You see what you guys think. Pay attention to this, because this could be like the new Samsung, you know, the new Intel or something, you know. You don't know, because you got to think about stuff like this that's developed will eventually, this could be the company that it's in everyone's smartphones the next day, you know? So that's why I want to highlight this, because it happens. It can happen very quickly. All right, guys, you know what? I think that's going to do it. Only 23 minutes. But I felt like I got a lot of information at you. And I know I don't do the best job right now explaining things, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better. At least I will link everything in the description. You guys check it out on your own. Contact these companies. I will say I did apply to that QBio. Take a look at their jobs. Because the thing I applied for was just like a member experience director. Didn't really say much about qualifications, so I just went ahead and did it. And that's what this podcast is about. I want you guys to contact them, try to see if you can work for them or invest in them. We want to be on the cutting edge, be reaching out to the companies that might be the next big thing. So, all right, guys, I will see you in the next episode. I'm hoping maybe Friday, Saturday, I want to get it in, all right? Until next time, work hard, guys. Take it easy, and I'll see you in the next episode.